Good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would really bless you as you listen to the Word of God this morning. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock. We have classes for all ages, and then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship services. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So we invite you to come to all of these services. You can also check us out on the internet. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org, and there you'll find many things about our church. We invite your inquiries into the things that we believe, the things that we preach, and the things that we practice. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 15 through 17, and think on the subject, open our eyes. 2 Kings, chapter 6, beginning in verse 15, states, "And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." Today, it is important that we have godly eyes, that we have our eyes open to see what God is doing. It is possible to be with a person whose eyes are open, and yet our eyes be closed. This is concerning this servant and Elisha. Elisha saw God's plan, God's way, but the servant did not. Elisha was confident, but the servant was not. And Elisha prayed that the servant's eyes be opened. Today, if we're going to be a faithful servant of God, we need our eyes opened to understand, to be able to see clearly the purposes, the plans, and the desires that God has for us. It is not wrong to pray that God open our eyes that we might be able to see. Oftentimes, when we go through discouraging times, we need to pray that God would open our eyes that we might be able to see what was going on and what is happening and all of these things in our lives. A little while ago, my brother's son became infected with a terrible bacterial infection, began working about his knee and progressed all the way to his hip. I went down to Le Bonheur Hospital there in Memphis and stayed about 4 days with my brother. We thought for a long time that we were going to lose this young boy. He's 12 years old. It was a tough time. Jonathan is his name, and he had seizures and had all kinds of medication going into his young body. He went into a coma. All kinds of things happened, and we just knew that Jonathan was going to be taken from us. But in all of these things, it's important to open our eyes that we might be able to see the blessings of God. During the time of the greatest difficulty that we were going through there at the Bonner Hospital, my son talked to my brother, and he said, "Whatever you do, pray that God would open your eyes, that you might be able to see the blessings of God." And my brother prayed that prayer. And God opened his eyes to see the wondrous things that God was doing in this terrible bacterial infection that his son had. My brother remained full of hope and optimism through all of it, because God had opened his eyes that he might be able to see the blessings of God. Yes, it was still hard to go through, and we had to go through it. But God opened our eyes that we might be able to worship God and see the blessings of God in the midst of the severest trials. This is what's happening here in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 16, verse 15, 16, and verse 17. Elisha is in trouble, not because of his sins, but Elisha is in trouble because he's done the will of God. Look at the story. Look at the circumstances of what's happening here in 2 Kings chapter 6. The king of Syria is warring against Israel. And the king of Syria makes plans to attack Israel in such and such a place. And then all of a sudden, the king of Israel knows his plans. And so the king of Syria changes his plans and decides he'll attack Israel from another place at another time. And suddenly, the king of Israel knows the plans. And so finally, the king of Syria is greatly troubled. He believes that there's someone in his court that is showing the king of Israel his plans. And so he calls together all of his servants, and he says unto them, "Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel, and which one of us is telling him all our battle plans?" And the servants said, "My lord, there is none, but it is Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel. He telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." And so the king of Syria decides he is going to attack Elisha, and he will stop this. And so the king of Syria discovers that Elisha is staying at this point in Dothan. And so in verse 14 of 2 Kings chapter 6, the king of Syria sends horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night, and they compassed the city. And then it was early the next morning when the servant of the man of God went out and saw this great host come to take him captive. And the servant went in, much afraid, trembling, and said to the man of God, "What are we going to do?" And the man of God came out and looked, and said what some might consider to be a cliche. He said, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." But I want to tell you that Elisha saw something that nobody else saw. Elisha saw the armies of God that were gathered around, on top of, and surrounding the army of the Syrians. Elisha did not have to be afraid because he knew that God was with him. Let me tell you, folks, it's not wrong to pray that God open our eyes. You remember when Jesus Christ walked upon this earth and the miracles that he performed? Did not Jesus open the eyes of those that were blind? Are our eyes oftentimes not blinded to the mercies of God or to the plan of God or to what God desires of us to do? It is right and good that we pray that God open our eyes that we might be able to see the great blessings of God that He has for us. Notice in Psalms 119, verse 18, the psalmist writes these words, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 7, gives a prophecy concerning Jesus Christ and what He came to do. Listen. He came to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. And in Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, this prophecy is fulfilled. And it is said of Jesus Christ that He came and that He opened their eyes, and He turned them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, and that they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in Christ. It is good that we pray that God open our eyes that we might be able to see. For without the Lord Jesus Christ, for without His guiding hand, we do not know where we are going. The fact is this, folks, we will not be able to open our eyes spiritually on our own. We need the blessings of God upon us that He might grant unto us the opening of eyes. You can determine within yourself that you're going to open your eyes. And you can determine within yourself that you're going to read your Bible through this year. You can determine within yourself that you're going to pray so often. You can determine within yourself that you're going to pray so long each day. But what we need to pray for is that God have mercy on us and that He open our eyes. There is no doubt in my mind that there's many opportunities for service that we miss simply because our eyes are closed and blinded to it. It is good to pray that God show me what my work is on this earth. God, I know I'm here for a reason. Show me why I was born. It is good that we pray that God show us what to do daily. It is good that we pray that God show us our sins. Open our eyes, Lord, that we may be able to see. Pray that God would open our eyes to see what the devil is doing. We need to pray that God open our eyes, that we might be able to see that we're living in the very end of the last days, and that wickedness abounds. But we need to pray that God would give us strength to stand for Him in these last days of exceeding great wickedness. We need to pray that God open our eyes that we might be able to be aware of the times and seasons in which we're living. It is a good thing to pray. The only way that we're going to get any comfort is when God opens our eyes. Verse 17 of 2 Kings chapter 6. The Bible said, "And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And notice what happened. "And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." The only way we're going to find any comfort and peace in this world, and it is a troubled world, it is a world when the devil is taking control, it is a world when right is called wrong, and when wrong is called right. That's the kind of age in which we're living. And yet we can find comfort and power with God. We need to pray that God open our eyes that we might be able to see what's going on. And we might be able to see the power of God. And to see that and to know that God is able, even in troublesome times, to give rest for our souls. I wonder, are you willing to do what it takes for God to open your eyes? Are you willing to read your Bible? Are you willing to pray? Are you willing to forsake this present world, as evil as it is, and to seek the peace of God that passeth all understanding? Are you willing to take the time to read your Bible daily? Are you willing to, like Daniel, pray to God three times a day, even if there's a law passed that says we're going to put you in the lion's den if you call upon any God? Are you willing to do all of those things? That's what it's going to take. And today, if you're willing, God will open your eyes. That is a blessing, that's a promise that He's given to you, He's given to me. And I know that God will always fulfill what He says that He will do. Our place in this is to be obedient and to be submissive to whatever His will is for us as we live and as we breathe. Today, if you're lost, we'd urge you to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. The time is coming upon us quickly when this world will come to an end. And we do pray that God would bless you with salvation. Trust Him is our prayer. And for you that are saved, I pray that God will bless each one of you and that you will see God's plan for your life in one of His churches that He's established upon this present world. We do see that our time has slipped away from us once again. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.